Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. Hello, my friends. We are on day five, not by thought alone. Thinking, intellectual pursuits, where our thoughts are, obviously, are very, very important. The Baal Shem Tov taught, the founder of the Hasidic movement, that we are where our thoughts are. On the other hand, Judaism is much more action-oriented. It matters more what we do than what we're thinking. And of course, what we're thinking can affect what we do. But what I focused on in this entry is the impact that our actions have on our thoughts and everything else. Achareha pu'ulot nimshechu halevavot, famous line from the Sefer HaChinuch, the Book of Education, that a person, after one's actions, follow one's heart. And that's a very, very important idea that the Rambam, the great Maimonides, seems to work off of. How can we accustom ourselves to follow the proper temperaments and to develop the right personality traits? So Rambam famously teaches, and I have this in the chapter, that a person should perform, repeat, and perform a third time, whatever acts which conform to the standards of the middle road. I'm not going to get into it now, but the Rambam believed in the Aristotelian, a golden mean, not to be on any one extreme, but whatever it is that you want to pursue in life, whatever the ideal is in life, act it out, perform it. You should do them constantly, repeatedly. And these temperaments then become a fixed part of your personality. And the Rambam is basically telling us that we engage in the very actions that we want our personalities to develop into. And not simply thinking what is the best way and philosophizing and discussing and studying and learning. No, get out there and do it. So if you want to become a more kind and sensitive person, right, you can sit and think about it and study about it. Just go out and start performing acts of kindness. If you want to reverse a negative trait like anger, you want to control your temper, then put yourself in a situation where you are subduing your anger, and hopefully that will become second nature. So a person is very, very much influenced by their actions, and this is a very important principle in Judaism, which is why Judaism and Torah is mitzvah-centered. It's all about what you do. And I'm not saying what you think about is not important, and I'm not saying your emotions are not, but if you want to get your thoughts in the right place, you want to get your emotions in the right place, you want to get yourself on track for life, certainly during this month of Elul, pick the activities that you think are important and simply engage in them again and again and again. Of course, if you studied any behavioral psychology, B.F. Skinner and the like, this is something which is understood and endorsed in the area of psychology today. Just reinforce the desired behavior, and psychologists believe, and it's been studied and tested, that you can develop yourself in all sorts of ways, deal with sorts of phobias, by just repeating the desired behavior repeatedly. Now, there's an interesting debate between two great Hasidic masters, Reb Aryeh Leib and the Baal HaTanya, or the Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi. These are two great Hasidic masters. And the question is, what do you tackle first? Do you tackle your negative behaviors, or do you just focus on the positive? Reb Aryeh Leib, who was an 18th century rabbi, was very much focused on the negative traits first. He said you had to first tackle the negative things in your personality or the negative behaviors that you are, you know, engaged in. Sur Merava Ase Tov, the verse for this, he felt, was the famous verse from King David from Psalms that says, turn away from evil and do good. And the way he interpreted that verse was that first turn away from evil and then you can do good, right? In order to do good, you have to first get away the bad emotions, the bad inclination, the Yetzer Hara. You got to make battle with your evil inclination. Okay, and that was Reb Aryeh Leib. However, the Baal HaTanya, who was Rav Shneur Zalman Liadi, who wrote this great book, and was the first Chabad Lubavitch rabbi, he suggested we ignore the evil inclination and instead focus on the positive. He said it's impossible to wrestle in the mud and not get dirty. And if you're going to take on the evil inclination, you're going to get schmutzed up in the process. And what you should instead do is ignore your evil inclination as much as possible and just, you know, engage in the right activities and the right feelings, the right thoughts, the right emotions. And that was really the approach of the late and great Lubavitch Rebbe. Don't focus on the negative, but focus on the positive. And that kind of brings us back around to this theme in this chapter, Achare HaPulot Nimshechu Levavot. After your actions will follow your heart. If you want to change your personality, you want to change your thoughts and your feelings, you can't just sit and think. You need to go and do. And all the mitzvot do this, by the way. There are 613 mitzvot, 248 positive, 365 negative. These are 248 positive ways to improve your personality. And even by refraining from certain activities, just by not doing certain things, whether it's on Shabbat or whether it's to our fellow human beings, you know, disengaging from unethical behavior that the Torah forbids us to be involved with, by simply, it's not so simple, but by engaging in those activities, whether they're positive, mitzvot 248 or 365 negative, we are shaping our personalities. We are making ourselves different and better, because after the actions follow one's heart. Have a great day.